Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, we have been asking local officials to join us on how exactly they're dealing with this issue around streets in Western New York all throughout the week. Michael Gaynor is running for mayor of Buffalo. Michael, throughout the last few days, the city has said that this is a state issue. There's nothing much they can do. If you were mayor of Buffalo, what would you be doing right now to help alleviate what's going on some city streets?
Well, I mean, I think that a lot of the, you know, I haven't been actually involved in any in local streets, but I know that some people have been impacted on the Skagit Expressway, definitely on the morning commute in and out. And I think that it underscores this issue of just how we deal with emergency situations. And obviously, this isn't a storm. This isn't a tornado. It's not a massive flood. But it does highlight when we have instances like this, just our inability to really plan and anticipate and respond to emergency situations. And it's why, you know, I'm going to put, you know, some energy into actually appointing an emergency response czar when we you know, take City Hall office when we're in power next year, so that we can anticipate and respond to these issues better. I'm not going to just deflect. I think it's a problem-solving approach and a team-oriented approach on how we deal with crisis. And just because it's the 190 and the border official doesn't mean that the city can't contribute. Like, I think about the drivers, you know, not just how it impacts commuter traffic, but all of those people that are in a compromised position. They don't have access to sanitary services. They don't have food and water. We have to have a plan and a strategy. And then we need to be able to talk to our partners at county government and state government and work with them to try to implement and provide service in the best way possible. I keep thinking about the 2022 storm and how, you know, our best strategy is how we prevent and prepare for crises when they occur. And I think that this situation at the border really shines a light on that.
Well, Michael, thanks for returning our call and coming on with us this morning. We appreciate it. Michael Gaynor, the independent candidate for Buffalo mayor.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.